This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
All right, have some thank yous to dole out before we wrap up the magnificent Football Monday edition of You Better You Bet with all our bets for tonight, Monday Night Football, and otherwise. One wonderful guest joined us on the show, our BetMGM Network teammate, the great Sam Panayotovich on Twitter at SPShoot. Our executive producer today, Tyler Morales. Our engineer, Jake the Snake Hassan, our associate producer, Addie Bates, and our video producer, God's Perfect Creation, Downtown Mike Brown. Two quick reminders before we welcome Brad Evans to the show. Everybody, please don't forget to download and subscribe to You Better You Bet in podcast form. So if you're listening to the show live, watching the show live, support the show even if you don't listen in podcast form. If you listen and watch live, just search You Bet wherever you find your podcasts. Click the subscribe button, 5-star review, write something nice, all that good stuff. And make sure to also, it would be great if we, since I say it every day, it would be great if we could get like a read or like, you know, some kind of graphic for it. This is me like saying subliminally or not so much saying to the show crew, hey guys, like let's do this, please. Subscribe to the BetMGM Network YouTube page, youtube.com/@TheBetMGM Network. Like and subscribe, youtube.com/@TheBetMGM Network. And BetMGM account holders will receive an Any Sport Parlay Boost token. Score a bigger payout if your wager with the Parlay Boost token hits. Tokens can be used on parlays and same-game parlays. Make it legendary with BetMGM. Download the app and please gamble responsibly. Coming up after us on the BetMGM Network is a four-hour live betting extravaganza known to you and yours as BetMGM Tonight, featuring our friend Ryan Horvat, who likes Jared Goff under pass attempts tonight. He tweeted that to me earlier at the Costos. And our guest at this time, the one, the only, the great, Brad Evans. Brad, happy Monday. Hola, amigo.
Hola, amigos. Hope it was a profitable weekend for you two.
Well, did you see the end of the Auburn game? Brad, what is your best bet coming up for tonight, Monday Night Football, with Detroit and Baltimore?
Oh, we're hopefully going to make some bank with Rashad Bateman, a guy who's been very, very quiet on the side of a milk carton, really, to start this season. Only 4 catches for 25 yards. I'm going to go to the alt market, though. I think he gets 40-plus receiving yards tonight. I grab that at plus 120. So roll the shoulders and get seduced by the juice. Oh, you look at Bateman again, a guy that flirted with nearly 1,000 yards receiving last year, had 9 scores as well. He's been largely absent. DeAndre Hopkins has been the guy that's really stepped up on some of those bombs and flick wrists off the hand of one Lamar Jackson. But I think tonight is a night that Bateman is earning the spotlight. Why? He's going to see a lot of Terry Arnold in coverage. The DB for the Detroit Lions has allowed the most, that's right, the most yards of any defensive back entering the week in the National Football League. Detroit is a collective just number 20 in pass EPA defense. Center in the week, also giving up the 6th most wide receiver yards. So again, bank on Bateman. I'm going to take him to the alt market, 40-plus receiving yards. And again, that sexy juice of plus 120.
Brad, get seduced by that juice. Brad, have a great show tonight. We love having you. We appreciate you. We will talk to you tomorrow on a Tuesday.
Mandatory Montgomery over 3.5 catches, you jackals, at plus 140. I'm out!
That's a truly unhinged Brad Evans joining us here on You Bet. Jackals. You Bet. We love Brad. I love that. BetMGM tonight, 7 to 11 p.m. Eastern on the BetMGM Network, hosted by our friend, the great Brad Evans. All right, we are monitoring the injury situation. We're pretty static on the Baltimore side. We know that who's out for Baltimore. We want to make sure that Taylor Decker is in for the Detroit Lions. We'd like for Jack Campbell to be in as well. I guess if you like the Lions, you want those guys to play. So we will keep you posted as soon as that information comes in. But for now, let's get you all set. Oh, we do. What do we got?
So, sorry, Jake, not to interrupt
just
you.
Real quick, Jake, drop the dope-ass beat. Femi, tell us what we have on the injury report for Detroit and Baltimore.
Yeah, for the Detroit Lions, the inactives are guys that are not noteworthy. So Taylor Decker is in. We have all Jack Campbell is in. Everyone is in. The inactives are like Craig Reynolds and Chris Smith and Mekhi Wingo and those kind of guys. So everyone that you would want to
Trey's
be in
brother?
For the Detroit Lions is in. Yes, exactly. Barkevious
is Wingo. Oh, is it Mingo or Wingo?
Or Wingo. Sorry, Wingo. Yeah, not, so you're right. Yeah, Trey's brother. Yes.
Okay.
Let's go ahead and get the Ravens inactives here real quick. I'm searching for this right now, and it is loading up. And for some reason, I just have the Detroit Lions. Here are the Ravens ones. So, yeah, Jaire Alexander, healthy scratch once again.
Wow.
Patrick Ricard, Kyle Van Noy, Isaiah Likely, Nnamdi Madubuike. We knew those guys were going to be missing this game for the Baltimore Ravens. But Jaire Alexander, the guy that is once again inactive as he was last week.
Just announced Tyler Booker around 4 to 6 weeks for the Cowboys. And CeeDee Lamb's going to miss a couple games as well. Yeah, the Packers. And, I mean, and a related story, the Packers are getting bad.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, there's a 7 out there now.
Yeah, that's not a surprise. Okay, so side and total here, Femi. Ravens 4.5, total 54. How are you betting this game side and total? We'll get to Femi's Island. We'll get to the prop king.
Small bet for me on the under. I just wanted some action on this game. I also do question how good Detroit's offense is. It's somewhere in the middle. It's obviously not as good as last week. It's not as bad as it was week one against Green Bay. But prime time on the road against this Ravens team, but their defense has kind of struggled. They have some injuries as well. I just think that this is one of those games where the Ravens kind of flex their muscles. So I agree with the side. I think that's just fine. But the total, I think, is a touch high. So a small bet for me, under 54.5. Make sure you shop around because it is out there.
I like that thought. And based on like my prop handicap, if I had to bet the total, I would also bet the under. I may regret this. This is a small bet for me also. And look, like we host our, we have to talk about the games, right? And we're going to watch the game. So I'd like to sweat it. I do think there's an avenue for the Lions to keep this game close. While acknowledging that this would not be one of my favorite bets of the week if you, like, took it and compared it to, like, games played on Sunday. Honestly, maybe that means it's going to be a winner. We'll see. I did bet Detroit +4.5, and I have a small sprinkle on the Lions to win the game outright as well. And I think the area of attack for Detroit, offense v. Ravens defense, which kind of leads into Femi's thought on the under of the game, with Nnamdi Madubuike out, and look, like, Micah Parsons beat Penei Sewell like a drum in week one. The Ravens don't have a pass rusher that can do that. The way that you want to impact the Lions, I think offensive line, unless you have like Micah Parsons or Myles Garrett, is in the interior. Like that Jared Goff does not want pressure in his face. And that's where you can have this Lions offensive line with Glasgow, Mahogany, and Ratledge, right? The new like interior of the offensive line. That's where you can have them. I think Madubuike being out is actually a big deal. And I think the Lions can have success like pounding the ball up the middle, ball control offense, keeping Lamar Jackson off the field. So if I had to bet the total, I would bet the under. I think the Lions can keep this game close. I think the point spread of the game should be 4. It's 4.5. So Demi Detroit +4.5, small play, Lions sprinkled on the money line as well. All right, you better you bet on this Monday. And with that, it's time for all the props, including the first touchdown scorers. And for all of those, we take a trip to the island.
Hey, welcome to the island for Monday Night Football. Only have one game to choose from as opposed to a doubleheader, but we'll be back next week with a nice staggered double doozy. How about let's start with the Detroit Lions taking on the Baltimore Ravens. And for me, I gotta go with a guy that loves to do what I like to do. And that's gamble. And that's bet on sports. How about Jameson Williams, the wide receiver two for the Detroit Lions, 20-1 to go over the top and test the Baltimore Ravens secondary. J-Mo Williams, big play receiver. Hopefully big bucks in our pockets later tonight. And for Baltimore, I agree with the bald freak, our friend Brad Evans. Rashad Bateman has been relatively ignored in the Ravens offense. I think tonight, though, is the breakout for my man, Bateman. Seth, 15-1 for Rashad Bateman to be your first TD scorer. So it's Jameson Williams, Rashad Bateman, as your first TD scorers this evening. And I'll see you on the island.
I love it. You got to take that shot at J-Mo. It'd usually be like the rum on the island, right? This is where we're going to take the shot at J-Mo on the island?
We're taking a shot, baby. It might be St. Paddy's Day for us here this evening.
I love it. Absolutely love it. All right. Thank you to Femi on the island. Okay. All right. Now, listen. The Prop King is used to winning. Like big NFL Sundays. Like winning all the props for the 1 o'clock slate a couple times a year. Props, look, listen, like I'm frustrated. Props not been great. And I expect them to be great. My goal is to get back on track starting tonight. But I would guarantee that I'll win in week 4, but I don't know if that's the case. It's early in the season. I'm hoping to turn it around. Let's attempt to do that right now as the Prop King descends down from thy royal throne, traipses across thy royal purple velvety carpet over to thy royal balcony to gaze down upon you, the slobs, to issue winning prop bets for Monday Night Football.
Now approaching the betting window, it is your Prop King, Nick Costos. All hail King Costos.
All hail King Costos.
Worship me, pigs. I can't do the island voice, right? Like, I get canceled if I do that?
You might get a little canceled. Bit dicey.
I get the Jimmy Kimmel treatment, I think, if I do that. You know what? I side with Femi's island. We're taking a shot at J-Mo tonight. So here's how I see it going. The reason why I kind of like Jahmyr Gibbs and especially David Montgomery tonight. The problem with Gibbs is, is he going to do all his damage in the passing game? Can he go over his rushing yards prop? Absolutely. I think David Montgomery could go over his rushing yards prop if I think Detroit can run the ball the way I'm expecting them to. But the way I want to be safe and play this is the Lions run the ball and have success and enables them to take shots down the field. I'm with Femi's island here. We'll go Jameson Williams over 48.5 receiving yards. So, look, if you hear that analysis and it makes you want to bet something else, Gibbs, Montgomery, I understand. Waymo is how I want to make this bet. J-Mo over receiving yards. One anytime touchdown. So, DeAndre Hopkins caught 2 touchdowns last week for the Ravens, but he barely plays. The number 3 wide receiver for Baltimore behind Zay Flowers and Rashad Bateman is actually Tylan Wallace. Christopher's brother. Tylan Wallace touchdown. He's 10-1 at BetMGM. So pizza or beer money on Tylan Wallace anytime touchdown, J-Mo over receiving yards, and we will see you tomorrow on a Tuesday. And until then, for Femi Abebefe, I'm Nick Costos wishing you minimal sweats, winning bets, the absolute very best of luck.
Thanks for listening to You Better You Bet. Up next, it's BetMGM Tonight on the BetMGM Network.